What do you actually miss about your partner or your ex who cheated on you? When people say I miss them, a lot of the time it's not actually missing them. It's longing for what they represented. The version of your life that existed with them, the future that you thought you were building. Because before all this, your life made sense. There was a direction, a narrative, this sense of I know where things are going. And now it's like someone took that story, ripped a bunch of pages out of it, and you're starting not only with a blank new page with no context clues to build off of, but also just a lot of pain in the previous chapters. So when you're longing for them, it's usually not about the person. It's about trying to restore that story. And one really terrible thing about the human brain is that it hates unfinished stories. If someone introduces an idea and leaves that loop open without closing it, it is an actual marketing tactic to get people to stay engaged in a video, to start off a video saying, in this video I'm going to explain da-da-da-da-da, and then they never get to it until the very end. They do that on purpose to keep you hooked. Your brain loves closure. It wants things to make sense. And so one weird thing that your brain does is it sometimes creates these loops of maybe if they just came back, or maybe if we fix this one thing, then everything could work. Because that would allow the story to continue. It would allow you to just re-enter the old narrative. It would make it feel like the time wasn't wasted. But the truth is that that version of the story doesn't exist anymore, even if you reconcile. Because if you reconcile, you're building from scratch in a lot of very real and practical ways. And if you're not willing to write an entirely new story with that person as if you had met them today, then it's probably not worth doing. It's like visiting a childhood home and thinking that you're going to be able to heal your childhood trauma by just being in the same house, but they've repainted everything, there's new floors, none of the memories or associations that you have are fully there anymore. Like, it's just completely different. So even if you did reconcile, and even if everything looked better on the surface in terms of having that narrative, something would still feel off. And that's something that you still need to address individually. And that's where you have to learn to shift the question from, how do I get over them? How do I stop missing them? How do I stop wanting them back? Or how can I stop wanting the old version of our marriage back? And you have to ask, what is it that I'm actually after right now? You need to be honest and take time, because it's not going to pop up immediately. But it might be something like the certainty that you felt, or the safety, or feeling chosen, or having a future that made sense, having something to look forward to in your life, having positive memories from your past. Because those things don't depend on any one person. They come from what you believe about yourself, and they come from what you believe about the story that you're in. Part of what I'm talking about, essentially, is learning how to interrupt the fantasy. We fantasize that we could just return to something that doesn't exist. So when you find yourself doing that, do the best you can to interrupt it. Don't daydream about something that you know isn't even a logical possibility. You feel like there's a certain version of yourself that is lost in that story. Find a way to recreate that character now, even if it's going to take years to get there. There is nothing so tied to one person that only they can bring out that version of you. There are other people out there that can do that, and plus it's in you already, so figure out how to bring that out for yourself. And even more importantly, leave some room for the new and the unknown being good. Obviously, you need some safety and certainty about what your life's going to look like. You need to be able to reclaim some of the things that were present in that story to have in your life so that your brain and your nervous system can feel fine letting it go because it knows it still has those things. But also leave room for the possibility that new and better things are also going to be on the other side of whatever this is, whether it's a new relationship with them post-reconciliation, or a new story on your own by yourself, or a new story with someone else. There's no logical reason why those things couldn't end up being far better.